following along received it in the email. If not, don't worry. We're in Ma'areches Ha'avodo Hamusaris. In the discussion here, we're in the Shar Sheni, in the second Shar, in the context of the Avodo Hamusaris, of the personal work of Musar. Musar meaning becoming the mensch that we want to be. And that's one of the elements here, is that he's going to allude to it in the next paragraph, in the next section, is that we have the potential to become that person, that ideal self, the who we want to be. And the avod of Musar, the work that we're doing, is to go down that path to become that. It might not take a day or a year or 10 years or a lifetime. Who knows how long it's going to take, but that's going to be the goal. And so one of the ways to do that, says Rav Volpe, is to have an approach, a systematic approach. And there are different approaches, but realizing that it's more than just a collection of individual ideas about thinking about, well, what are my interpersonal interactions look like in this context, and what do they look like in that context? Some of it goes to, says Rav Volpe, and that's what he's going to introduce in this chapter, it goes to the idea of thinking about what's my approach to this issue. He says, in his words, it's the difference between the trees and the forest. Of course, understanding the trees and seeing the details is crucial, but also, just as important, so to speak, is having the forest, of understanding what it means to have an approach of self-development. And the truth is that on the one hand, now that we are in the middle of this insane epidemic and it's so difficult and it's so challenging, on the other hand, as we're starting, thank God, at least on some level from the people I've heard from lately in the medical profession in Chicago, is that we're not getting any worse, thank God, maybe even getting a little bit better. So thinking about what we're going to look like when we get out of this is such an important question. So what's going to be our approach? What is our approach to dealing with the current situation from a Mido standpoint, from a being the kind of person that I'm going to be, that I want to be? And what is the approach of how we're going to get out of this? So Rav Volpe begins by introducing us, by teaching us that there is great significance of having an approach. An approach is our way of saying the word klal. We know that in halacha, we have this in the brisa. At the end of Karbonos, we have a practice to say a brisa, to fulfill a part of our daily learning. We want to have a little bit of Torah Shebaal Peh. So after Ezem Akoman, before we start Psukei Dezimra, there's a little passage from Rabbi Yishmael. It's the brisa where Rabbi Yishmael teaches you the different aspects, the different breakdown components of Torah learning, the rules by which the Chazal interpret the Chumash. So they tell us that there's a klal and there's a prat. Prat means something specific. For example, when the Chumash says, se, and a shor, an ox, or a sheep, that's something specific. And then it says, al kol aveda, on just any lost object, that's a klal. The klal, that's the forest. So says Rav Volpe here, we're on page Koftes, for those who have the sheets, matzino b'chazal uv'rambam, we have found, in the words of Chazal, our rabbis, and in the Rambam, shechipsu klolim, L'mitzvah Satorah, that they sought to find klolim, overarching principles to the mitzvahs of the Torah. They didn't just say, well, let's just collect all the mitzvahs in a bag, and then we have a big sack full of individual mitzvahs. No, let's think about what is a klal, what is a general principle, an underlying theme. Quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Darash bar kapara taught, Ezei parsha katana shekol gufei Torah tuluyim ba. What is a small section, one paragraph of the Torah, that the entirety of the essence of Torah is hanging on it, is literally, tuli means hanging, is dependent on it? The quotes the pasuk, b'chol derachecha da'ehu, in all of your ways you should know him with a capital H, v'hu yiyasher ochosecha, and he will straighten your path. Quotes another Gemara. This is the end of Makos. Bochavaka. Quotes the Gemara. The Gemara quotes in the end of Makos. How do you distill the 613 commandments down to one principle? Bochavaka. Chavaka, the prophet, came along. He's one of the 12 minor prophets. He wasn't minor, but we call him minor because his book is small. Ve'emidon al-achas. He gave us one principle for everything. And what is that? Vitzadik. be'emunoso yichya, the righteous person, the tzaddik, lives with emuna, with the feeling and the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam in their life. That's one klal. That's an overarching principle. Similarly, quotes the Gemara, the Medrash Rabbah, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah. This is a huge, important, great klal, principle in Torah. So he says, look at this series of Gemaras, and we see that there is a value of having a klal. Similarly, we have this even in Halacha. Klal gadol amru. They said a big thing, that there are principles, there are undergirding principles when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, awareness of Shabbos, etc. in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos. Now he goes to the Rambam, and he says, he quotes the Rambam b'perakei mishmona prakim. You know, the Rambam wrote an introduction to Pirkei Avos, and we call it Shmona Prakim because it's eight chapters. It's a very fundamental thought of Jewish life, which is found in these small chapters of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes the following. V'tzara ha'odam, a person is required. She yishabed kochos nafsho kulam lefi hadas. A person is required, literally, l'shabed, to subjugate their kochos, their strength of their nefesh, according to their das, according to their mind. Because we have instincts. We have a reactionary fight or flight, hot brain that can drive our impulses. But we need to temper that with the cold part of our brain, with the thinking part, with the rational part. You know, some of us, we are at home and we're under the same roof with other people in our house. Some of them are easier to get along with. Some of them are not so easy to get along with. Some of us are all by ourselves in our homes, and that causes its own challenges. And sometimes we have these interactions. We leave the house or we're in the house and we have this crazy interaction. And I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes our instinct, our immediate reaction is, like, I can't take it. I can't take it. I'm going nuts. I'm going to overreact. And sometimes we do overreact. I shouldn't speak for anybody else. Sometimes the royal we, sometimes we overreact and we lose control. The Rambam says, no, our ideal, the goal, tzarech, l'shabe kochos nafsho. Pull it back, hold on. V'yosim l'neged einov. So you need to think. This is what Dr. Pelkowitz loves to quote, the story from Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Rav Baruch Ber, the great Talmud of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Kamenetzer Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Baruch Ber apparently had an anger hat. A hat that he put in his closet that he would wear when he was angry. And he wasn't allowed to be angry anytime he didn't have that hat. So by the time, you can imagine how he would get to the hat and put the hat on, he wasn't so angry anymore. That's what we call the pullback mechanism, says Dr. Pelkowitz. Pulling back. So what do we do when we pull back? We reframe. V'yosim, says the Rambam, l'neged einav tamid tachlis achas. And we come back to, what's our goal? Everything begins with why. Why are we here? Why are we learning? Why are we living? We're living because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be his partner in bringing a tikkun, bringing godliness into this world. That's why we got up this morning. That's why we're here. So how are we going to do that? We're going to do that in the way that we conduct our lives. So when we're in that frantic moment, to be able to pull back and say, why am I here? How do I want to react? Why am I doing this? Kefi yecholas ha'adam l'daso. So to the extent that a person can really know Hashem, can connect to Hashem, that's going to be our goal. Says the Rambam, that's what we're aiming for. Ukvar kololu chachamenu zal zeh inyon kulo b'ktsara b'milos mu'atos. Chazal were kolel this. They gave us a klal. They gave us an approach, a principle. Mora al zeha inyan hora shlema ma'od. Ad kshata tivchan kotzer hamilos eich safru zeha inyan agor al asher chibru bo chayburim velo yishlimu teida shenemar b'chol b'koach elokai b'losa b'eloki b'losa feik v'omram b'tzavoseyem v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Chazal, says the Rambam, gave us an approach, a bumper sticker. They distilled it down to one phrase. And by distilling it, that captures the essence, and we can use that to navigate all of the pratim. The Rambam says it was one hora'ah, one directive, and this directive is going to govern all the pratim. They commanded us, b'tzavoseim, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. One bumper sticker. This is what we got to do. Oh, if we could only accomplish this, oh, it's not so easy. It's very difficult. Maybe for some it's easy. For many of us, myself included, it's very challenging. But that's the goal. V'chol ma'asecha, all the things that we do, yu l'shem shamayim. That's going to be the principle that guides everything. So now, says Rav Volbi, why? Lama Rabboseinu Zal, I'm on the second big paragraph. Lama Rabboseinu Zal l'chapes kolam ha'kolam kol ha'Torah kula. Why did they seek out these overarching principles, identifying for us our bumper stickers, our approaches? What's my approach to this issue? It's an approach of ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. What's my approach to this issue? It's b'chol t'rachecha da'eu, knowing God in each way. What's my approach to this issue? V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Everything should be l'shem shamayim. Why did they do that? What was chaser? Ma chaser? If Adam, im Adam yikayim tarek mitzvos, if we did all the 613 mitzvos, why do we need this? Acha inyan hu. The issue is, sheyitachin, it's possible, sha'adam, that a person, eino roa es hayar me'aitzim, doesn't see the forest from the trees. Klomar, it's as if to say, the person only sees the pratim, the individuals, and not the general principle. He is mekayim pirtei ha-mitzvos, the person can fulfill each of the exact specifications identified in the Shulchan Aruch. Ach eino roe ve'ein me'mevin ma'dora sheshem imenu. But the person is not asking, what does God want from me? What's my goal? Why am I here? Ki bevada yesh tachlis le'mitzvos. There is a goal for these mitzvos. There's an overarching principle. And when we give you that overarching principle, we give you that approach, it colors all of the individual things. You might even argue that there's another element here that Rav Volbi doesn't mention. Perhaps we could add. The Ramban tells us in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim that it's possible for a person to fulfill each and every si'if, every jot and tittle that it says in the Torah, in the Rambam, in the Torah, and in the Shulchan Aruch. And yet, they could still end up being what the Ramban refers to as a novel Brishus HaTorah, a vulgar, crass person. So therefore, Ramban says, the Torah gave us a catch-all, a klal, an approach, a mitzvah called Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy. Similar to another mitzvah that many Mefarshim point to as a general mitzvah, Ve'asisa Hayashar V'hatov, do the right thing. Be that mensch, that upstanding person. Because the Torah in every prat is going to relate to circumstances, individual cases. But if we don't have an overarching principle, what happens to the things that falls in between those cases, in between the cracks? It's related to what Volbe is saying, but it's saying even more. It's the areas, it's those white spaces in between the notes. So beginning next week in Mirat Hashem, Rav Volbi is going to introduce to us three different approaches to the study, to the development of Musar. Three orientations, three klolim. And by developing these three klolim, these three approaches, we can begin the path of setting for ourselves a framework, an approach to learning Musar, to personal development. And each one of us is going to find our unique element, and we're going to use that klal to apply it to the unique details and circumstances of our lives. But at least by learning this, by reminding ourselves that there is an approach, we need to remind ourselves that each one of us should have a bumper sticker. And part of this process of self-reflection, and maybe journaling during this time for those who are interested and that's their kind of thing, or just coming back to this limud every week of personal growth, of inspiration, is realizing we have a bumper sticker. We have general bumper stickers that Chazal gave us. We have different approaches among the commentators, and we have personal sense. We have, each one of us has that personal sense of what speaks to us as the klal of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. What is our klal? What is our mission? Why are we here? What are we doing? And using that to frame the experiences that we have every single day. Have a good week. Stay safe. Stay well. Thank you so much for joining. Take care. Bye-bye.